The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, Part 14 by Philip St. Raymond for the American Mercury. Was there really an anti-Jewish and anti-Frank mob atmosphere at Leo Frank's trial, as Frank partisans have alleged? If there was, then how did Mrs. Frank get away with calling Prosecutor Dorsey a Gentile dog in open court, and then suffer no consequences whatever? Why did such a provocation result in zero retaliation by anyone, much less a mob, and zero repercussions for any Jew or the Jewish community as a whole? In fact, Jewish businessmen in Atlanta continued to advertise and sell and prosper just as they had before, and Mrs. Frank was in court the very next day after her outburst, with no reprisals or even threats of reprisals against her. Neither she nor any of her friends or associates in Atlanta's Jewish community evidently took or even remarked about the possibility of taking any special precautions whatsoever. Illustration: this color portrait of Leo Frank with a depiction of the National Pencil Company building in the background was commissioned especially for this book, published by the Nation of Islam. In this, the 14th audio segment of this groundbreaking work, originally published by the Nation of Islam, part of their series called The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, we also learn of the almost incredibly corrupt acts of Governor John Marshall Slayton, usually portrayed as a hero in biased mainstream accounts of the case. It was Slayton who made a deal to commute Frank's death sentence to life in prison, and it was also Slayton who was quietly made a partner in the law firm defending Leo Frank just a few weeks after Frank was indicted for murdering Mary Fagan. Thus, Slayton was literally commuting the death sentence of his own client, an egregiously unethical act. And there's much more to learn in this audio presentation, too. This new audiobook, based on the Nation of Islam's The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man, the best investigative effort made on the Leo Frank case in the last 100 years, will take you on a trip into the past to the greatest American murder mystery of all time, a mystery that will reveal to you the hidden forces that shape our world even today. To read all the chapters we've published so far, simply click on this link. We at the American Mercury are now proud to present part 14 of our audio version of this very important book, read by Vanessa Neubauer. Simply press play on the player embedded above or at the end of this article to hear part 14 of the book. Click here to obtain a print or ebook copy of this important work, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, Vol. 3, The Leo Frank Case, The Lynching of a Guilty Man. For further information on the Nation of Islam Historical Research Group, readers are encouraged to visit their website, newarg.org.